This book of the law shall not, this book of the law is, now listen to this. This book of the law is God manifested word in flesh. Jesus, the living word of God. Jesus is the living word of God. We are to speak like he spoke. And we are to do as he did. We are his body. We are his. We are his body and we are his. Excuse me. Jesus told us the reason why Satan came. So if you are knowledgeable of this and you know what the scripture says, you won't be walking around talking crazy talk. Amen. You won't speak crazy thing over your life. You won't be doing crazy acts because you open yourself up to the enemy. And then when it started happening, you start, and then you start blaming God did this to me. God put this on me to teach me something, especially you get sick. And it's so strange. And when you get attacked by the devil and God put it on you to teach you, and you go into the doctor trying to get the doctor to get it off you. I don't understand that. If God had put it on you to teach you something, go ahead and let him teach you. Stay away from the doctor. Why you want to get out of the will of God? He put it on you. Somebody always say, go ahead and preach. You're preaching good. Hallelujah. No, you need to sell it and do not be ignorant. You need to get this sell. When that trouble comes, God didn't come to trouble you that way. No. Hallelujah. And Jesus told us the reason why Satan came. His reason for coming. Look at John 10:10. The thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's his only reason. I don't care how cute, how sweet, how prosperous it might look, how good it might look. I don't care how it wiggle. I don't care what it is. If it's of the devil, he's got an ultimate plan for you. He's not coming to help you. His goal is to destroy you. Because he come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you may have it. You may have it more abundantly. That you to have life more abundantly. Now watch this. I'm going to read this from the Amplified. The thief cometh only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Till it overflows. God wants you to live life to the full. Not halfway full, not three quarter, but to the full. Till it overflow. You got too much of too much of too much. You don't need enough anointing in your life just to pray for yourself. You need some overflow anointing. You don't need just enough faith just to get you by. You need enough faith to overflow so you can help somebody else. You don't need just enough money to pay your bills and hang on and survive. You need enough to bless somebody else with. Amen. That somebody else need what you have. Hallelujah. And he does not want you walking around just always poor mouth and hanging on, trying to survive. And then they say, hang in there, tiger. He never told you hang. He said, stand. And you hear people say, hang in there. No, God didn't tell you to hang in there. He said, when you've done everything you know to do, stand. Where do you stand? I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on what God has said. And God ain't hanging on nothing. He's standing. He's seated. He's in his fixed position. And he will not be moved. So if he's not moved, I'm not moved. I am the body of Christ. So my brother and my sisters, life has been given. And through Jesus Christ, you can reign in life. I'm going to say it again. Life has been given. The law of the spirit of life set you free from the law of sin and death. And life has been given to you when you got born again. And now you have to feed on the word, for his words are spirit and they are life. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
And when the word enter in, more life is given. And your spirit man expands, it grows, expands. You become, your capacity to receive from God expands and you become greater, bigger, stronger. And God wants you to be a master in this earth. He didn't call you to be a beggar and a slave to sin. He called you to rule and reign. Hallelujah. When the enemy shows up with all of his stuff, you will stand there and train your children to stand in the gates and say, no, you don't come here. Hallelujah. You train your children so when the devil shows up, they won't even let him in the gate.
Come on.
No, they won't.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. You and you'll live life and you'll be a life giver, helping people to receive and be delivered and set free. And this is why we're here today. And I want you to know God wants you free. He wants you delivered. He don't want you crying, full of fear, full of doubt, wondering what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust God.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to stand fast. I'm going to hold true to the word of God. My trust, my confidence is in God. And what he said, and he told me, I'll never leave you. He told me, great is he that's in you than he that is in the world. He told me I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. He told me that I will come by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. He said those things. I believe it because God said it.
Yes.
And he told me now, attend to this word. Don't let it leave your eye. Watch it. Keep it before your eye. Meditate on it day and night. Observe to do it. It'll call you.